Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome, history friends, patrons all, to the State of the Podcast Address, the 23rd of April 2018. Hello. How are you all doing? I hope you're doing well, and I hope you're in the mood for some information, because that's what I'm here to deliver you. No Korean War episode this week, there'll be the Korean War next week, and continuing on, same as always. But recently, a lot of things have changed with my planning schedule, and I came to a lot of interesting conclusions. So I thought it was only right that you guys have this information shared with you. For the record, you can access all of this information just in a blog post. I'll put the link in the description in the show notes, as always. But if you were wondering what I talk about in this episode and you don't really have time to listen to however long I go on for here, then reading would be just as good and you'll probably find out just as much. But in any case, you're very welcome to the State of the Podcast Address. I don't want to waste your time, and you don't want to waste my time, and it's a lovely day outside, and I would rather be having a beer on a lovely Sunday afternoon, so I'll just go out ahead and say it. Poland is not yet lost, is being delayed. It's not being cancelled, it's definitely not being cancelled, don't you worry, but it is being delayed. How long is it being delayed for, you might be wondering. Well, we'll get into that, and we'll also be getting into why I'm delaying it, and of course, what is replacing it, because there is something replacing it. So don't worry, you won't be left out of pocket. Maybe you're like, thank God, because there's way too much content as is. We'll get into that as well, so don't you worry. We'll also be talking about the Patreon and some other interesting stuff that is happening. So yes, if you're all ready, Let's begin. So Poland Is Not Yet Lost is being postponed until August or September 2019. And the reason for that, above all, is because, well, first and foremost, there is just too much content going out. And after having talked to, well, my wife above all, we did what she likes to call a deep meaningful conversation, or a DMC, where we kind of just, sometimes she humours me and we do talk about the podcast and my plans for it. And as someone who is immensely stubborn, it's sometimes hard to take advice from someone who doesn't do this, but she pointed out very reasonably that the plans that I had, which for the record were to release Poland Is Not Yet Lost as a separate podcast and another podcast on top of that, both in May. I'll explain what was going on there in a second, but that is in addition to When Diplomacy Fails. So in short, my plan was to triple the content output, and for some reason I just thought that was a good idea. And yeah, it's really not. It's really not a good idea at all. It's just crazy. It's insane. And it's like my old self from 5 weeks to Run Wild is coming back to haunt us here. Even though I promised I would never do that again. Like God with the rainbow or something. I learned my lesson. I will never do that ever again. I'm sorry. And yet here I am now about to drop like 3 different podcasts on you guys. And like, good grief, I do feel sorry for you all sometimes. You just want to have a nice casual listen, and here I am trying to fill your ears up to the absolute brim. But in any case, one of the major reasons why Poland Is Not Yet Lost is being delayed, on top of the fact that there is way too much content, is the fact that I came to another conclusion, thanks in large part to Anna, when she pointed out that releasing a new podcast is just not worth it when you could put the content that you have into the When Diplomacy Fails feed. For ages, I was really, really resilient to this idea, mostly for aesthetic reasons. I didn't like the fact that, for example, if I released Poland Is Not Yet Lost into When Diplomacy Fails' feed every week, because there'd be 2 episodes, of course. So every week it would be Korean War, Poland Is Not Yet Lost, Korean War, Poland Is Not Yet Lost. And that's untidy and it's messy and it makes my OCD senses upset. But as Anna rightly pointed out, is it not better to upset your OCD senses and know that you're going to get a reasonable amount of exposure than to risk something like a new podcast and discover after the event that, yeah, that was a really terrible idea? And I know for a fact that it is going to be a bad idea because I already attempted it. You might have heard me mention 1956 a few times and the fact that I put those sample episodes in a separate feed. Really stupid idea. I don't know what I was thinking. But the good thing, at least from that experience, was that I learned that people more than likely are not inclined to sign up for new podcasts. Even if it's just a simple matter of clicking a link, they're not likely to sign up for it. Because, I mean, why would they? Unless they're really grabbed by it. Now, my whole argument was that even if 1956, the sample episodes, don't work out well, Poland Is Not Yet Lost is not like that because it's a continuous podcast. And Anna was like, that might be true, but you can't guarantee that people will actually respond. And you can guarantee that they'll listen to it if you put it in the actual When Diplomacy Fails feed. So that was a bit of a kick to get over because I had this plan and of course I'd announced it and shouted it from the rooftops for like the last half year, so having to backtrack on that is a bit embarrassing. But at the same time, it's a good idea and it's the right move, and I'm glad that I came to this conclusion now, that me and Anna came to this conclusion now, and she persuaded me before I released it and then realised and then had to transfer everything over or other messy stuff like that. You know, it saves you guys the extra effort too, but it saves me the work of having to set all this stuff up to ask you to go and review it and all that kind of thing. And it wasn't even that I was going to set up separate social media stuff for it or anything like that. It was weirdly enough still going to be centered on When Diplomacy Fails as social media, but I just liked the idea of expanding When Diplomacy Fails' podcast portfolio, if you like, with new episodes. And I was even in contact with iTunes, like, be like, oh, when you go and find one podcast, it'll link you to another. But it's all just so convoluted and ridiculously complicated that why would I bother? Like, what is the point? So to test the waters, I put a poll on Twitter just asking, like, what would you guys prefer? Releasing it in a separate podcast? Releasing Poland Is Not Yet Lost in the same podcast feed as the Korean War and everything else? Or do you just not mind either way? And about 85% was a mixture between put it in the same feed and I don't mind either way. There was about 10% or 12% of people that said they wanted a separate podcast. I apologize to you 13%, but that might be able to explain the reason why you 12% or 10% or so of people, you're the ones that actually checked out 1956's sample episodes. Because, yeah, those sample episodes got, like, less than 10% of the downloads I would normally get for the regular feed, like the regular podcast series. So because of that, 90% or more of you have not actually heard the first two episodes of 1956. And if you haven't listened to them yet, you should, because they're freely available. Just scroll a bit, a few episodes before this, and you'll see them right there. So go ahead and listen. Anyway, aside from that, 1956 did teach me to not set up a new podcast. But the reason why Poland Is Not Yet Lost could not fit in When Diplomacy Fails Us feed was because we had another podcast planned to be released too. And if we can't release any new podcasts, then that new podcast would have to be released in the When Diplomacy Fails Us feed, and there'd be no room for Poland. What new podcast, Zach? Why are you being so cryptic? Why can't you just tell us what it's called? Well, I can. I'm going to tell you right now. We are going to be completely redoing from the ground up, from level zero, from whatever other terms you can use, the 30 Years' War. Some of you might love that idea, some of you might not be too hot on it, but the 30 Years' War was something I did from 2013 to 14, just before the July Crisis. It was the biggest project I had ever taken on at the time, and it didn't really go the way I wanted, mostly because I was learning as I went along, and when I started it, I didn't even know how it ended, and I didn't have that many sources on hand, not as much as I would like to, so there were some dark spots. I didn't get to investigate as many things as I would have wanted, so this is my chance to redo it again. And as you probably know, because I've mentioned it already, we have a 30 Years' War book coming out, so I have to write the book anyway. And it's often easier to write a book as though you're writing scripts and then make those scripts into a book, because you can be more casual but still include the information, and it works, trust me, don't worry. But another massive reason, and the main reason I was going to start releasing a 30 Years' War podcast in the first place on the 23rd of May 2018, so yes, less than a week after Poland Is Not Yet Lost was going to be released, that I just thought you guys would be okay with that, incredibly enough. The 23rd of May 2018 is 400 years to the day that the defenestration of Prague happened and the 30 Years' War began, essentially. And you know that I love anniversaries, and I just could not look at 400 years to the day and think to myself, oh, that's cool, but I'm not going to do anything about it. Ever since 2016 or so, I'd been thinking how cool it would be to redo the 30 Years' War from that point, and this is my opportunity to really do that. So yeah, if you want to know more about the 30 Years' War podcast series itself, it's still going to be released in the When Diplomacy Fails Us feed. It'll be released every Wednesday, whereas other episodes such as the Korean War and then the Versailles Anniversary Project, etc., will be released on a Monday. So there will be two episodes a week still, and I know you guys aren't really okay with that by and large. Some of you don't really mind too much, but I will talk about that later on, and I will also talk more about what the 30 Years' War podcast series will actually look like and how it will be different to my first attempt at it. But before I talk about the things that make the 30 Years' War series different, I would like to address something that I just mentioned, and the fact that we'll be releasing two episodes a week. I know some of you guys don't like that idea. For the record, when we start the 30 Years' War series on the 23rd of May, so in about 5 weeks' time, we will be taking a month's break from the Korean War to get you guys kind of all set up with it. So don't worry too much about being overwhelmed or anything, at the beginning at least. And I think maybe if you guys aren't really feeling the Korean War, I know it can be a bit dense, I'm not going to judge you for not enjoying it or any of that kind of thing, but if you're not really feeling the Korean War, then maybe the 30 Years' War will be more your thing, maybe the 17th century is more your jam, and then that's great, go for it, go and listen to it. And by all means, if you can stomach two different podcasts going at once, then that'd be great too. But I'm not going to judge. If you're too put off either way, you just want to run away from me, that's fine too. I do understand, guys. I know it's not ideal. The main reason why I'm in this situation is because a complaint most podcasters, most history podcasters, never ever have. I made too much content and didn't plan ahead well enough. And because I want to make the most of these anniversaries, because I want a time scale anyway, because the Versailles Anniversary Project has to come out from the 11th of November 2018, because that's 100 years to the day that the armistice, the truce was signed, and then the Versailles Anniversary Project is ideally going to go on until the 28th of June 2019, because then it will be 100 years to the day that the Treaty of Versailles was signed. Interestingly enough, it'll also be 5 years to the day that we started the July Crisis Anniversary Project. And I mean, really, guys, I love things coming full circle like that, so I really just couldn't resist stuff like that. So that's why we are pressed for time. That's why I can't just put a pause button on, say, like the Korean War and just come back to the Korean War later on. I mean, maybe let me know. Would you mind if I paused the Korean War and came back to it in like a year's time or something? I think that would be a bit crazy, though. I think that would be a bit over the top. It would be fine if I was only pausing it for a few months, but because the Versailles Project is there, it would just be too... I don't know. I don't think it would work. But anyway, maybe let me know what you think through the usual channels. I'll take lots of advice on board. We could talk about it in the When Diplomacy Fails group. I want to know what you guys think, because a lot of you do talk to me, but some of you are very quiet, and I don't like when I'm doing things and I don't know how you feel about them. So yeah, do let me know. Anyway, the whole two episodes a week thing, what is that about? Is that kind of because of me not planning ahead? Well, yes it is, but I'm also rationalizing it because, well, number one, I have to do the 30 Years War. I mean, I don't have to, but I'm doing the 30 Years War because of the book and because of the 400th anniversary, the defenestration of Prague, like I said. But another reason why I'm doing it is because all of this is predicated on the assumption that I'm going to Cambridge. And if I'm going to Cambridge, then that will be happening in autumn 2019. So I'm trying to get everything prepared for that. And because I'm trying to get everything prepared, that's another reason why I wanted to push Poland to autumn 2019, because that way it'll be starting just as I'm going to Cambridge, and you guys will be guaranteed to have content then, so I won't be leaving you behind while I'm doing my further studies, in other words, which makes so much more sense. I don't know why I didn't think of that in the first place. It is so much better doing it this way. So thanks again, wife, and thanks again everyone else who told me not to release Poland and who told me to just put it in the podcast feed. Among those people is Tom Daly from the American Biography podcast. He told me about a year ago that it was not a good idea, in polite terms, of course. But of course I knew better at the time, and now I realize that he was right, just like everyone else was right that told me the clever advice. Thank you, guys, and thank you for your patience waiting for me to come around. In any case, like I said, so Cambridge is the plan. So when I'm in Cambridge, I will be releasing the content I've prepared, and I like to think that I'll be able to keep up with everything that's going on with it, because I'll have written it out. It'll just be a matter of recording and editing and stuff. But at the same time, I will never be, at least as far as I know, because who knows what's going to happen after Cambridge or anything like that. As far as I know, this is the most attentive I will ever be able to be towards When Diplomacy Fails. So in that way, I'm not feeling too bad about releasing two episodes, because by doing that, even if you guys don't listen now, in the future, it'll just be there so you can listen then. And in line with that, if you guys want to listen to one series at a time kind of thing, that's grand too. But because I am planning to not be able to have my full attention focused on this podcast in the future, because I'm planning in anticipation of that being the norm, I thought that it wasn't so bad that I just gave it my all now, so that in the future, if I don't give it my all, it doesn't matter as much. But that's probably completely stupid, but that's how I'm trying to justify it now. I'm in this position anyway, so I might as well just give it hell for leather. I can't not do one series or the other. It would just be too messy, too convoluted and everything else. We're on a time scale because of anniversaries happening, because of Versailles and all that jazz. I want to get that stuff done. I also want to start the Age of Bismarck before you all forget that I even made that promise in the first place. So there you go. It's on the assumption that Cambridge is happening, and that's really why I am doing these, like, insane levels of content now, because I won't have a chance to do them later, and because I'm stuck doing them anyway, because, yeah, my own fault. In any case, we have an awful lot of notes. This is the most notes I've ever had for a State of the Podcast address, by the way. And yeah, there is a little bit more to get through, but in short, I booked myself into a corner. It is my fault. I'm not going to say that, like, it's completely reasonable and rational to be releasing all this content or to be in this position where I have to backtrack and say, oh, by the way, we're not doing this. The reason why I'm in this position is because I didn't plan ahead. In retrospect, all right, in retrospect, maybe I should have not done the Korean War. Maybe I should have not done 1956. Maybe I should have just done the 30 Years War straight away, and I should have just done the Age of Bismarck straight away. And if you're going like, yeah, you should have done that. Well, at the time when I was doing Poland and everything else, I really wanted to do something different. And I thought at the time that I was going to put the 30 Years' War off for a really long time, so it would have been grand. And then I realized that I did, in fact, have to do the book. And then anyway, it's just kind of going around in circles. But I'm in this position now because I didn't plan ahead well enough. And I am sorry. I'm genuinely sorry because I was really gutted when I realized that I would have to postpone Poland for essentially a year and a half. It sucks. It really does. And it also sucks as well that the whole second podcast thing is just not really viable, because I wish it was viable, but I understand the situation I'm in. Why would I abandon the good platform I have to take a risk on something else instead? It doesn't really make sense. So with that being said, we're just going to have to go with the flow and see what happens. I was going to be like, and here's my schedule for the future, but I think we've learned by now there's not much point in doing that, because jeepers, who knows what the future is going to bring. This is what I'm telling you now is what I imagine is going to happen. But even then, I'm not saying like a specific date in August or even autumn, because again, who knows? Who knows what might happen in the future? Patrons amongst you should know as well that all of this stuff, I know some of you guys that are paying like, say, a fiver a month, you're like, good grief, Zach, I'm kind of afraid at this stage. Are you sure you're still sane? Are you sure you're still okay? And actually, I announced this the other day in the Patreon like page, and you guys, very supportive, very nice, very much on Anna's side in terms of me doing too much and getting too stressed out and being my own worst enemy and all that kind of thing. So yeah, if you haven't checked that post out, I basically just asked if you guys were really upset about Poland is not yet lost, or if you thought that the 30 Years War could kind of fill that void of brand new content, because I know some of you guys have been holding out for like a more familiar era. And I'd be lying if I didn't say that I don't enjoy the 16 and 1700s more than kind of like the 1950s. I really did enjoy the Korean War and 1956 research-wise, and I think that there's some great stories there. So if you guys haven't listened to either yet, then do check them out. But I just think the 16 and 1700s, they're always going to be my favorite eras. They just always are. There's just so much going on, and there's so many different characters, and oh, but that's why, like, that's why I don't feel too bad looking at the 30 Years' War, because if you even have even like the slightest interest in that and you're sick of Korea or whatever, then at least now you can be flexible. So you can just ignore Korea forever if you want, I won't be offended, and just listen to something that you prefer. A lot of you guys as well, you've found When Diplomacy Fails through the 30 Years' War, because I am to this day the only person that has done anything on it. And I know that there is Benjamin Jacobs is doing Wittenberg to Westphalia, but as he himself will tell you, he's taking the scenic route to Westphalia. So while Westphalia would suggest that he's going through the 30 Years' War eventually, he's not quite there yet. So we will probably meet him when he gets there. But until then, I am the only person doing stuff on the 30 Years' War. And because I've seen people ask about it, because people are interested, kind of like the same story with the 5 weeks to Run Wild, all the remastered stuff. I want my old content, or I want stuff that's unusual for people. I want that to be as good quality as possible. Again, I'm going to talk more about the format of the 30 Years' War series a little bit later on. But for now, 1956 listeners, $5 patrons and people on the extra feed and all that kind of thing, you guys will pretty much be getting everything. So there'll still be the hour of 1956 every month, so two episodes. There'll also be the episode of the Korean War every week and an episode of the 30 Years' War every week. I know, I'm kind of worried, to be honest. I am worried that you guys will be overwhelmed with that, and I am sorry. I mean, I'm in this position now, and I really just can't backtrack, because it just wouldn't work, as I said. It wouldn't make sense. So, again, thank you so much for your support. I'm sorry for overwhelming you. But I also feel in a kind of, not necessarily a rush, because we've plenty of stuff in the extra feed, but the Age of Bismarck is so far planned for an autumn. I had originally said spring, but it's probably going to be more likely to be autumn 2019 release. I had said spring, but the main reason why spring isn't going to work is because the spring date was predicated on me getting all of 1956 finished by then. And in order to be able to do that, I'd have to release an episode of 1956 pretty much every single week. And I feel like if you did get hit with that on top of everything else, you'd leave me forever. So rather than that, it's going to be two episodes of 1956 a month, and we'll get to Age of Bismarck when we get to it. It'll probably be autumn, and it'll probably be hitting you guys just as I go to Cambridge, so that's the plan for now. Don't you guys worry, we'll have plenty of time to do the Age of Bismarck later, and if everything goes according to plan, just when I'm going to Cambridge, some of the two most interesting series in Poland Is Not Yet Lost and The Age of Bismarck will be hitting you guys just at that time. So yes, I'm probably the only person in history who has gone to Cambridge and also released a history podcast at the same time. So if that does happen, I should deserve some kind of award for that. But let's see. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves. Just before we talk about the 30 Years' War series and what's going to make it all so special, I would like to point out something that has happened as well that you guys should be aware of. Oh no, don't worry, it's not serious. That made it sound really, really serious. It basically revolves around When Diplomacy Fails' social media and me reaching out to you. I know it can be a bit boring sometimes, but it's important to know this because of what it means for me making content. I paid for this thing called SmarterQ, and if you weren't aware, if you were wondering why some of my posts say SmarterQ on them on Facebook, then this is why. SmarterQ essentially lets you organize all your social media in one place, makes it far more streamlined, far easier to schedule posts and everything, and on Twitter and all that jazz, much, much better than Facebook's native scheduling service, and Twitter doesn't even have that. So this really does mean that I can make quality content in advance, and I know that's breaking the fourth wall and stuff, but I'm sure you didn't really believe that if I'm planning everything else, I'm not planning the social media too. But yes, we are in line with that. We are going to be making our social media way more interesting. So if you're sick of me talking about my mugs for crying out loud or just Patreon and stuff, that's not what I'm going to be doing, like, really at all. And I shouldn't have been doing it so much either. So I've significantly reduced the amount of quote-unquote advertisements on social media. What I'm doing now is different series. So from June on Twitter, there'll be this series On This Day, and I don't need to explain what that is, but because I've prepared it in advance, it just means that every day there'll be something interesting for you guys to look for. And on Facebook, there'll be a Great Battles series, 100 great battles that I've tracked down and that are interesting to me and have interesting implications, and they go all over the world, all through different timelines. And to cut a long story short, yeah, they're really good. I'm really happy with the idea that I had for them, and I think it makes social media really interesting. It makes Facebook actually worthwhile looking at, because I know sometimes you guys just get too much of it. And speaking of which, if you are signed up to, well, if you're liking When Diplomacy Fails on Facebook, and you feel like you never see any of our stuff, that is probably because Facebook sucks and wants you to just not know about us, but above all wants me to pay for advertisements. The best way you can get around this is to go and look for our page and click on the See First button. It won't make you have notifications every time I post something, don't worry. It'll just mean that if I do post something, you're more likely to see it. Also, go and like some stuff as well so that Facebook knows you like us and that you're more likely to see us by default. And again, speaking of being more visible to you guys and reaching out to you, I have started a newsletter and I am releasing it every single Saturday. So if you just can't get enough of me, as it is, then do sign up to that newsletter. Just click on the link below and it'll bring you to a place where you can enter in your email. Other than that, if you ever visit the website and you scroll down to the bottom, you can put your email there as well. So many different ways. Every Saturday I'll be reaching you with the latest content that's out, a little bit about myself, something about, like, say, the latest news. And in the months of April and in May, you're able to get 20% off the 30 Years War book that I'm releasing in November. Nearly 10 of you guys have pre-ordered that book, which is so, so appreciated and really exciting, because I've never had anyone pre-order a book before. And the link that you follow, the shop link on our actual website, wdfpodcast.com/shop, scroll to the bottom of the shop, and there is For God or the Devil, A History of the 30 Years' War, the name of the book that I'm going to be releasing in November. If you were to buy that from the shop, it's much better than buying it from Amazon, because the money goes directly to me and nobody else, and it also means that I can sign it for you as well. So make sure you buy it from our shop, from our website, and ignore Amazon, because screw them. Haha, they work in factories, and Jeff Bezos is not very nice. And I know that because I researched him personally. Anyway, this is going completely off topic. So yes, make sure that you find us on social media. Join the Facebook group, When Diplomacy Fails group, it's just called. Like the Facebook page, When Diplomacy Fails. Follow us on Twitter at WDF Podcast. Find me on LinkedIn. No, I'm just kidding. And you should know as well, in line with the fact that the 30 Years' War is coming out, for the 5 weeks beforehand, so starting on this Wednesday, the 25th of April, there will be a post about the 30 Years' War every day on the Facebook page, Facebook group, Twitter, etc., to get you guys in the mood for the 30 Years' War. So if you wanted to ease yourself back into it, and you like to read a little bit every day too about some kind of historical event, and you want to get yourself amped up for the 30 Years' War in the process, then do check us out on social media, guys. That again, the Facebook page, When Diplomacy Fails Podcast, When Diplomacy Fails Group at WDF Podcast. Okay, you've all been very, very patient, and if you're still sticking around, then that means you really, really, really want to know what the 30 Years' War series is all about. So I'm very happy to tell you. The first thing you should know, as I said, is that this is being released on the 23rd of May, because that is the 400th anniversary of the defenestration of Prague. And that's a very big deal, because that means it's 400 years to the day, literally, that the 30 Years' War erupted. And in line with that, we're going to take a month off Korea, as I said, and just build up the 30 Years' War and get you guys prepared for it, so that when it's releasing by itself alongside the Korean War, you'll have a better idea of what's going on. Okay, so why are we going back to it, other than those reasons? Obviously, the major reason is that I love the era so much, and I've always wanted to go back to it. So it was a given. I mean, I wouldn't just revisit something for the sake of an anniversary if I found it boring. I never found the 30 Years' War boring, and I always wanted to go back to it. And now that I do understand it, the whole series itself should be more organized. You won't be getting lost like you did before, because I won't be getting lost either, so that will make a very big difference. And I will be making it more special as well. It'll be notably different to the Korean War. And yes, we have the Song of the Week in the Korean War, and that's all very nice. But the 30 Years' War will have different music. It'll have Gregorian chant, it'll have music from that era, it'll have music from Civilization IV and Europa Universalis IV, and no one has sued me yet, so either they don't even know who I am, or they don't care. I'm sure the first one is more likely, but there you go. We're going to keep on playing that music, because Civilization IV's soundtrack is the best, and that's the best Civilization game ever. I don't care what you say, come and fight me, damn it. Anyway, we are making the 30 Years' War series special with extra special music, but we're also doing something more detailed too. We're going to be looking at 17th century warfare. And actually, before we start anything to do with the 30 Years' War, we're going to be releasing a series, multi-part series, on warfare in the 17th century to get you guys amped up for, well, the whole era in general, but also so that you know what it's like when I talk about battles, because I don't like talking about battles in loads of detail. Army A moved here, Army B moved there, etc. But it is good to know what's going on. And after I did Louis XIV's Arms and Armies series for patrons, wink wink, nudge nudge, I got a bit more of an appreciation for technology and a bit more interested in how wars were fought, etc. So using that experience I've had, I'm looking in lots of detail about military developments in the mostly early 17th century, but we go on a little bit afterwards as well. It's kind of like a broad overview of warfare throughout the 30 Years' War, and that'll be hitting you straight away. So, well, not straight away, not all in one go, but it'll be happening before we actually get into the proper 30 Years' War story. So if you're not really sure that you like the 30 Years' War or not, and you find the idea of it maybe a bit like impenetrable or something, then that mini series on warfare in the 17th century should whet your appetite. And if you find it interesting, then I'm sure you will find the 30 Years' War interesting as well. Another thing you should know is that, yeah, talk episodes are going to be coming back. If you don't know what talk episodes are, then you probably haven't been listening to When Diplomacy Fails all that long, or maybe you have and you've just forgotten what they were. I don't mean to be patronizing in that. Talk episodes involve me and my friend Sean talking about the episode's content, and yeah, basically being two friends talking about history and just making it really, really good, and it's great fun. And my idea to make the 30 Years' War different is, and to make it special as well and kind of distinct from other series that I'm doing, is to have it interspersed with talk episodes like I used to do in the old days. Now, you might have several questions. First of all, why haven't you done this for the Korean War? Second of all, where has Sean been all this time? Third of all, why are you suddenly doing them now? Why have you decided to make them be done for the 30 Years' War? Well, all those questions can basically be answered by, well, the short version of my life story, which is that me and Sean, well, unfortunately fell out a while ago, but then we made up recently, and we're best friends again, so it's great. I'm really happy to have my best friend back. And we did a talk episode recently just to see how it went, and it was just as fun as it always was. Maybe me and Sean were the only ones having fun, but honestly, I am really excited to get back into talk episodes and, yeah, to just have fun with history like I used to. I mean, I still am, but it's different. There's a different dynamic when you get to talk about it with someone. So I'm really excited for launching talk episodes alongside the 30 Years' War series. And talk episodes also elongate the series, and they give us a chance to go more in depth with what we have, with the material. And Sean can often ask some interesting questions. Some of them are a bit out there, but if you know him at all and you remember him from before, then you should be looking forward to what we have planned. There's going to be a good few of them. I'm not going to tie us down because who knows, he's actually in the Netherlands at the moment, so we're doing them over Skype. But don't worry, that doesn't make them any less good or fun. And the audio quality is still top notch because I would not have it any other way. So just two final reminders. The first of all, don't forget it's launching not instantly as soon as this comes out, so don't be panicking, but the 30 Years War series is launching on the 23rd of May, and that is a Wednesday, and that means that every week after that on a Wednesday there will be an episode of the 30 Years War out, which is great, so you should be looking forward to it. The second and last thing about the 30 Years War is that, yes, as I mentioned, we have a book out, and if you would like to order it, then you should know it's coming out in November, in case I haven't said that enough already. And it is €25, but you can get 20% off it if you sign up to the newsletter, which again, I have said already, but there you go. Sometimes repetition is the name of the game, but it's also a great way to support this podcast. And yeah, you may or may not be aware, it's a rather large book. By large, I mean about 500 pages. So if you like large reading, boys, then get in there and get that book. You're going to enjoy it. I really, really think you are. And in case it wasn't obvious yet, the 30 Years War book is based on the 30 Years War podcast series. So if you have the series playing in your ears and you decide that you like the sound of it, and you just wish you had it in front of you to read and maybe look at photos, all that kind of thing, then I would point you towards buying the book. It'd be a great way to support us, and I'd super, super appreciate it. Okay, so that's pretty much it in terms of like new news about the 30 Years War. I know Poland is not yet lost, being delayed and all that kind of thing. If you would like to know about how this all affects Patreon, and I know some of you guys are interested in that kind of thing, then stick around. But if you guys do not care either way, then so long and thanks for listening. And I really appreciate your patience and your time in all of this. I know it's not super ideal. And again, I do apologize for overestimating and underestimating all the things that were to come. But thankfully, before it was too late, we rode it back a little bit. Of course, you can't really tell because we're still bombarding you with content. But such is Zach Twomley. I wouldn't be any other way, apparently. So I guess you're just going to have to put up with me, or at least put up with me until Cambridge makes me less active. Okay, so let's talk about Patreon and how it is affected by the 30 Years' War. The thing you should know above all is that everyone from the moment the 30 Years War series is released, everyone is going to be getting something from Patreon, no matter what level they are on. So I have, if you were to go and visit now, you'll see that I've started something called the War Feed, because we already have the Access Feed and the Extra Feed for $2 and $5 respectively. Now if you pay $1, you get access to the War Feed, and the War Feed is pretty much you accessing the 30 Years War series. So, in other words, every Wednesday the episode will be out, but it will be free from ads, so that's nice. So if you like the 30 Years War series, but you're not a big fan of ads, then go and pay $1 a month. $1, and you will be able to access it without ads. Wouldn't that be nice? While you're there, you can also get transcripts of the different episodes. So, like I said, if you are interested in what you're hearing, but maybe you would rather read it, and then at the same time you don't really want to shell out $25 for the book, then if you pay $1 a month for however long the series runs, then you can just collect all the transcripts yourself, print them out, be super scabby, and then, yeah, I mean, that, to be honest, that's what I'd do. I wouldn't begrudge you for that, and you'd still be paying me, so that's fine. Go ahead and do that. There you go. So paying $1 a month gets all that. It also gets you the chance to vote in polls on Patreon, and I will be putting up polls more often in the future. More likely in line with the talk episodes, because we can talk about certain things, or maybe, I don't know, I'll make them work, I'll make them more worthwhile, and I'll make use of them more, because polls are a great idea. And a great way to get people involved in talking about this show and, like, involved in its processes. So yeah, the rest of the When Diplomacy Fails on Patreon stuff pretty much stays the same. Except, of course, if you're on the $2 feed, you'll be getting 2 episodes a week. And that's in comparison to the old way it used to be, where you'd just be getting When Diplomacy Fails' Monday series. Now you'll be getting the Monday and Wednesday series. Of course, if you're paying a fiver, you'll be getting Monday and Wednesday and twice a month extra episodes on a Friday. Of course, this insane level of content is only going to be around for about a year, so if you're really, really afraid of me right now and you just want to leave me alone and be rid of me, then by all means, goodbye and thank you for listening, and maybe come back next year when we're a little bit more sane in our production schedule. But yes, so that's pretty much all that's happening. If you would like to support When Diplomacy Fails, the best way to do that is on Patreon. At the moment, I am preparing for Cambridge and I am looking for a job as well, because my contract and my old job ended. And I don't expect you guys to pay that $1,000 a month option. I kind of just put that up there for a joke, but also genuinely to see if anyone was actually interested. But if you guys do want to support me, Patreon is the best way to do that. And if you were to do that, you'd be getting audio content that you wouldn't be able to get anywhere else. So everyone wins, and history wins as well. Alrighty, I cannot thank you guys enough for your support with Patreon and, of course, with everything else. I really, really appreciate all of it so much, guys. You're all brilliant. You're all so supportive and so positive and so encouraging as well. And I've really enjoyed talking to you in the group and reaching out to you with the newsletter. So all very positive stuff. Thanks so much for listening. And that's really all I have to say. So how do you feel? How do you feel about all of this? How do you feel about all of this news landing on you in one go? Do you know how I feel about it? I feel like I deserve a beer after nattering on for nearly 45 minutes. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to be going now, and I won't be seeing you this week, but I'll be seeing you next week. And yeah, thanks very much for listening. Oh, sorry, let's do this properly. Thanks for listening, and I'll be seeing you all soon. God bless you guys. Seriously, take care.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.